Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Welcome back, everybody. This is Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. This is episode 17. We've gone 17 whole episodes since kicking this off back in September. So thanks so much for continuing to tune in and continuing to make this a worthwhile endeavor for me and hopefully for you as well. So thanks so much. I do appreciate it. I'm going to jump right into the big news for the week, which is Google introduced a new feature just yesterday, actually. They introduced something they call Enhanced AdWords campaigns, which is a new feature that allows you to target devices without setting up different campaigns for each. So those of you, obviously, I'm a big fan of search. I do a lot of search marketing for my clients, and I recommend it for many, many, many people. And one of the things that is very common to do is to create different campaigns for different devices so that you can actually optimize the right amount of spend, the right amount of targeting so that you can put the right message in front of the right customer, etc. Obviously, anybody who's been listening to the show for any period of time or reading the blog at timpeter.com/blog knows that I would obviously encourage that. So enhanced AdWords campaigns are pretty cool in that they make it very simple to create and manage ads in what Google calls the multi-device world. And obviously, anybody who's been listening to the show for any length of time knows how big a deal I think the multi-device world is. So conceptually, this is a good thing. That's with a capital G and a capital T. If you are a small business and you are not currently using AdWords, you're not currently doing paid search campaigns, and you want to start doing paid search campaigns, then enhanced AdWords campaigns gives you a very, very simple way to go ahead and put ads up that benefit people on desktop computers, people on tablets, and people on mobile without having to set up separate campaigns for each and manage them each individually. That's absolutely a plus. And to be fair to Google, is a big chunk of where their revenue growth is going to come from, because they're already making a lot of money from big businesses. Their real opportunity to make more money as they go forward is to get more businesses who aren't doing any search marketing, and there are tons of businesses out there who aren't. Something like 60% of all small businesses don't have their own website. So yay, Google, for what you're doing for you. Now let's talk about why it's not such a good thing. For many businesses, and this includes large businesses and small businesses who understand paid search and have been doing it for a long time, this is actually not a great thing because they're making it much, much harder. You lose a ton of transparency and a ton of control in terms of your ability to focus your ads on specific devices and specific types of campaigns. You can turn off mobile ads, which is great, but you can't do a separate campaign for desktop and tablet. You can't do a separate campaign for desktop and mobile at a different level other than different types of bids. Now, supposedly Google will make those decisions for you, which is what makes it so cool for the small businesses. But I have to say, I think this is one where Google is trying to meet the needs of its coming customer group and isn't doing such a great job of meeting the needs of its existing customer group. Now, if you look at what's going on with the marketplace for marketing, the marketplace for advertising, the marketplace for promoting your business, we're moving increasingly to more and more control. Obviously, the first of these would have been Facebook's graph search. Huge win. Obviously, creates a lot of opportunity for Facebook, certainly, but also for marketers over time to get a better picture of what their customers care about and to target ads to those customers more effectively. Obviously, as a business, that's a good thing when you can say, here's what I want to put in front of my customer most effectively. When you look at the changes Twitter has made lately, Twitter has just introduced things like Vine, and they're actually doing things with a new search feature that will make it much easier for consumers to make use of the tool to learn more and engage more with their friends and their fans and their followers, and obviously help businesses and help brands understand, here's who we're talking to, and let's put highly targeted messages in front of these people. Now, obviously, I've talked about this for a while lately. You know, I've talked about permission-based marketing. I've talked about all those kinds of things in some past episodes, which I will link to in the show notes. But what you're seeing is that because we are in a permission-based marketing environment, because we're not focused heavily on interruption advertising, the more you can segment customer groups, the better it is for customers and the better it is for advertisers. And I'll explain why. Obviously, it's better for advertisers because you're talking to people who have a better interest, who are more likely to have an interest in the things that you actually want to sell. That's a great thing. Putting advertising in front of people who have no interest in your products is probably a waste of money. It is also a waste of your customers' time or of these individuals' time. Because let's be fair, they're not customers, and they probably never will be. I've said for years there's a reason why they put beer commercials during football games, right? Because you're actually putting the right message in front of a customer. You know, it stands to reason that a lot of people who watch football drink beer. We know that's going to be true. So putting the right type of message in front of the right customer isn't interrupting them. It's actually helping them accomplish a goal that they have, and that's always a good thing. When advertising, when promotion, when marketing lines up with actually solving a customer's need at the time they have it, that's a win for everybody. So when you look at graph search and when you look at the new Twitter search, you're actually creating opportunities to say, you're creating opportunities for customers to find things that are relevant to them, and you're creating avenues for marketers to put the right message in front of customers who actually care about the thing you're talking about. I'm a huge believer that if you want to get customers to engage with you, the best way to do that is to actually put up a message that is your message. This is what we stand for. This is what we care about. These are the things that matter to us. Here is our brand story. And let customers who share those values find you. So what Google is doing is sort of stepping away from that. It doesn't mean that you'll be less targeted in your advertising, but you may be. The point is, you won't know because Google's going to make those choices for you. You know, one of the greatest successes of the past couple of weeks was during the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, the Super Bowl is an enormous opportunity for people to market their products, market their services, put messages in front of their customers. But if you look at the advertising that happened during the Super Bowl this past week, and I will link to those in the show notes so you can go ahead and watch them, they were kind of weak. They were kind of lame. It's become such a big event that people are struggling to figure out what the right message is to put out there. So they go for humor, or they go for shock value, or they go for something that appeals to everybody, and you can't appeal to everybody. It doesn't work. But anybody who watched the Super Bowl knows that the power went out. Sometime a little bit after halftime, the lights just went out in the Superdome while they're playing the game. And within minutes, Oreo did a brilliant job of putting up a picture on Twitter, and I will have a link to that in the show notes too so you can see it, that talked about the fact that you can still eat their cookies in the dark. And it was one of the most talked about things on Twitter. It was brilliant in their timing and in their understanding of, here are customers who have a need. Right now, they need something to entertain them because there's no football on and they don't necessarily want to listen to these people blathering on about the conditions of the game or things like that. Let's be fair. Most people don't watch the Super Bowl, which is the highest rated program of the year, to watch football. They watch it because of the shared experience. They watch it because it's fun. They watch it because of the ads, which are entertaining. And Oreo got it and jumped on it and did a spectacular job. They weren't the only one. There were actually a bunch of people who did a terrific job. But it was because they understood who the customer was, they understand what the customer needed, and did it brilliantly. And now what Google is saying is, we're going to focus on one group of customers, of their customers, business customers, specifically small business customers who don't have the skills and don't have the time to manage their campaigns, at the expense of their more advanced users. And for me, that's a real negative. That's a real negative. So I'm a big believer, as you are well aware, that you can really hurt yourself by putting the wrong message in front of the wrong customer, and you'll spend a lot more money and you'll lose a lot of control in this new method. So I got to say, Google, thumbs down on the enhanced AdWords campaigns. And for those of you out there who are looking to do AdWords or looking to do paid search, you're definitely still going to go with AdWords. It's still the best game in town, as I've talked about many times. But you are going to have to watch the way you manage your campaigns to make sure they work for you. So don't run away from AdWords. Just think about it the right way, and how can you leverage this to your advantage. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we're about out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. As ever, I'd love to thank you for tuning in. Actually, I'm not going to say I'd like to thank you. I am going to thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you continuing to listen to the show. And I want to hear from you. Please do email me at podcast@timpeter.com. That's podcast@timpeter.com. Tell me what you think. What do you think of the new move to Friday? Is this working for you? I'll share some data with you next week on how that's working from my perspective, and we can look at it as we go forward, okay? But drop me a line at podcast@timpeter.com. You can also subscribe to the show at timpeter.com/blog and look in the podcast link on the right. Or you can subscribe via iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And with that, I'm going to wish you all a wonderful weekend. Stay warm, everybody, this week. Stay away from the snow if you're on the East Coast. And we'll look forward to seeing you right back here again next week. Bye, everybody.